From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right, thanks for joining us. And remember tonight, the live service from Calvary Church. The Expound study continues in the book of Galatians with Skip Heitzig. You don't want to miss that. Service starts at 6:30 at Calvary Church, the main campus on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Look for details at calvarynm.church. And later in the show, we're going to talk about evangelicals and their involvement in politics. So make sure you're with us for that. I take that back. Later in the show, we're talking with the vice president of the National Day of Prayer. So you don't want to miss that. Locally, National Day of Prayer activities are happening tomorrow in the Civic Plaza, and you will want to be a part of it. In studio with me, the guys that are going to be really hosting the event tomorrow from Civic Plaza, in studio with Nate Heitzig and Mark Ronchetti. Guys, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much, Steve. By the way, you piqued our curiosity. You led with up next to evangelicals and politics.
I know.
When is that going on?
It's archived at abqconnect.online. It was on yesterday. You know what?
Come on. You can't lead with
the
that
older
and
I
not
get,
tell us where
well,
to get that.
Well, go to the archives, and you'll want to hear what we talked about.
I don't like to dabble in politics, boys. I wish you'd just stay away from that.
We talk about that.
Yeah.
We talk about that attitude and the importance of being involved. So if you do want to hear that, it is on the website at abqconnect.online. Later in the show, actually real excited to hear from the vice president of the National Day of Prayer.
So good.
Because there's this happening in Albuquerque, but New Mexico, if you go to their website, nationaldayofprayer.org, all the events that are happening all across the state, which, remember, we're on at Cannon Air Force Base, Clovis, New Mexico, Portales, and in Las Cruces. For those listening there, go find your event that's happening and
that's right.
Be a part of this. Now, most of this segment, though, we're talking about a party downtown tomorrow.
Come on. We're looking forward to it. You know, you brought it up. It's happening all across Albuquerque. The National Day of Prayer has actually existed in different iterations since the 1700s.
Yeah.
It was originally part of Thanksgiving, and that was something that Abraham Lincoln set into motion. But it's been, in the spring, a nationally recognized day since 1952.
Right.
Harry Truman was the one who put it into place. And every president, whether they want to or not, has honored that and celebrated that. And so it's such an incredible opportunity for us as Christians to get out there and be vocal.
First Thursday in May, I think that was President Reagan made that happen. But yeah, and even if you go back to George Washington, he writes in his diary about fasting and praying.
Yeah.
So it's something that's really woven into the fabric of our country and who we are. And it's going to be a great opportunity for tomorrow. How did they bring you into this, Mark?
No, I don't really. Poor judgment would be the first thing. Nate asked it, and when he did, I think, you know, and something we've talked about too is that where we are right now in this country, for us to stand up and talk about our faith, our values, and to show the power of coming together, I think is critical. And you and I, Nate, were talking about it just a few minutes ago. And I think in this day and age, I think this is incredibly important. And I think it's like, you know, look, we can't put the lamp under the table.
That's right.
I mean, it's critical.
Well, and the hyper progressives and the woke left will all say that we're a minority. But the reality is there's a lot more evangelicals than they realize. And so when we have an opportunity to come together as the capital C church, not as one church, one denomination, the reality is even Christians having differing political views, when we come together and get loud and get visible in a public space, it is important because it sends a message to those who are in the world of, oh, they're not as small of a minority as we thought. There's a lot of them. They're excited. They're passionate. They're visible. They're vocal. It's so important to take these opportunities.
And Nate, I'm going to steal right off the bat from what you regularly remind us. We're going to walk through kind of the syllabus, if you will, for tomorrow or the schedule of events. But invite everyone
That's right.
Share it on social media and bring someone with you. And we'll get later in our discussion. We'll make it more clear why that's important. But let's start with what's happening as early as 4:30 tomorrow in the Civic Plaza.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, so 4:30 gates open. We're gonna have a DJ, a Christian DJ there playing music. We're gonna have a bunch of bounce houses, soft toys for the kids. We've got like I think a 70-foot obstacle course, which. You know, I'm 37, but I might be getting on that too. 38 in a few days, but I think I'll be on that. We have food trucks. It's going to be a blast from 4:30 to 6. And then as well, the prayer points that we're going to be having pastors pray for later on in the service.
Yeah.
We're going to have some big banners set up around Civic Plaza that have those topics on there and a rotation of 30 pastors going through those spots. So we're encouraging people, when you show up at 4:30, don't wait until 6 o'clock to pray.
Yeah.
Get with some groups of believers, go around to those areas, get some food, and pray for these topics.
Now, do you already have, I'm assuming you could kind of walk through some of those topics?
I could if I had them in front of me.
Well, but I'm gonna guess that we're praying for our leaders, we're praying for our families, we're praying for those that are representing us in the Roundhouse, those that are representing us in City Hall, and in Washington. And it's something that we regularly talk about on this show. And Mark, you alluded to the importance of the Christian involvement and being heard. And part of, I mean, for example, part of what's happening with that right now at bettertogethernewmexico.com,
right.
Or .org is now they've the referendums, that's a done deal.
Right.
But the not my kid is something that can really speak to our legislator.
And I do think there's an opportunity here, too, in the way that we operate. I think too often people feel like if they get in the middle of political issues, whatever they are, that they feel like they have to operate as if they're a political operative or get out there and fight it out in a way that is not consistent with your values.
Right.
You don't have to. And in fact, if you go and you operate in a way that is consistent with the way you live your life, that's exactly what you should do. And it's going to bring a lot better atmosphere to politics in general.
I love it because regularly I've said on this show, Mark, you don't need to be angry, mean, and nasty to be right.
That's right. Well, it's the Daniel model, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yep. You know, they weren't known for what they were against. They were known for what they were for.
Absolutely.
And they were so committed to what they were for, they were willing to go into a furnace for it, into a lion's den for it. And ultimately, that's what shifted and changed the culture's perspective on them was their vocalness, their visibility, and their bravery to stand for what they were for. And so that's what these opportunities are about. You know, when we first got involved in hosting this, by the way, this isn't a new event. You know, New Mexico Praise, Richard Mansfield have been hosting this event for over 20 years. When we got together with New Mexico Praise and decided that we would step in and really help take this to the next level, originally they said, well, why don't we do it at Calvary?
Yeah.
And I said, no, we can't do it at Calvary. We got to do it in the public square, in the public forum, because Christians too often hide in the bubble of the church. And this is an opportunity for us to get out in the city. Keep in mind, we're at Civic Plaza. This is the doorstep of the mayor's office, the doorstep of the courts, the doorstep of APD. This is the center of business and trade in the city. And we get to get out there in the public forum and blast at, you know, crazy dB levels, worship music and pray for people to hear.
Now, Nate, I'm glad you brought it up. Let's go to lovenm.org. You mentioned Pastor Mansfield and the whole heart behind Love NM. I mean, this is one of the events that'll be happening throughout the year, but really the idea of the church.
That's right. Yeah, the church, you know, and that's what's so fun about this. This is not a Calvary event. This is a New Mexico Praise event. We have dozens of churches that are partnered with this, inviting people, spreading the word. As a matter of fact, for our prayer segments, we have Richard Mansfield from New Beginnings Church. We have Pastor Keith Pfeiffer from Life Church. We have Pastor Paul Martini from New City Life Church. Pastor Skip, of course, here from Calvary. Vince Torres is our keynote speaker from Blaze Christian Fellowship up in Santa Fe. I'm excited to hear him. Because Vince is very involved in both politics and the church. And he's got some great things to say.
He's actually currently chief of staff at the New Mexico Senate Republicans. Yeah. That's NM. SenateRepublicans.com. You'll find him there.
And if you haven't listened to him speak before, it's a treat. It really is. He's very focused, and what the stuff he says hits home. He does a great job. And again, it doesn't hit you over the head as some political message. It's a faith message that you can carry into politics.
Have you had him on your podcast?
I have.
Mark?
Yeah,
he's
so
good.
Yeah, I know. He's one of my favorite people in the state. We bounce all sorts of things off of him. Yeah. We did during the campaign when we met with Skip. We met also with Vince at the time. And then since then, Vince and I have regularly talked about different issues and we're in pretty close contact. And he just is somebody that when you listen to him speak, you're like, man, if that guy ever gets into politics, I'm getting out of the way.
Yeah.
So he's great.
And he has. So as far as the schedule of events tomorrow, we got to 6 p.m. where you guys kind of take the stage at that time. And you mentioned Sean Curran.
Yeah, we have the easy job. You know, Mark and I just get to kind of welcome people and we get to be the hype man. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the National Day of Prayer.
I'm going to be glad that you're there. And actually, I was just thinking a little while ago, as Mark and I were talking about different topics affecting people locally, I'm glad there's a pastor in here to bring us back to Daniel. You did keep us on track, and there'll be pastors all over the place at tomorrow's event.
Yeah, and then worship starts right after that. We have Sean Curran. I'm so excited. Sean Curran is a worship leader out of Passion City Church. He's part of the Passion Conferences. He wrote that song, "Worthy of Your Name." You are worthy of. He wrote that song, "Step into the Light." He's going to be our guest worship leader, lead us an incredible time of worship, and we have worship leaders from about 7 or 8 different churches that are a part of that unified worship set.
I also want to thank you for just now providing me something for my ringtone for when Nate calls.
Oh, man. Yeah. God awesome. Has not called me to be a worship leader, Steve. But every now and then I can pull some Christian karaoke.
So, just today I found out about these prayer points. I love, what's happening that way.
Yeah, and I found those, actually, if you wanted to know what they were.
And it would be great to go through those and reiterate, too, through the whole evening. Starts at 4:30, but there's going to be an opportunity for you to take advantage of those throughout the evening. What are those prayer points?
Yeah, so we'll be praying for government and law enforcement, business and media, education and family, crime and poverty, churches, pastors, and ministry leaders. So, across the gamut, I think really important things that all of us can agree. Our city, our state, our country needs drastic change in prayer in those areas.
Yeah. So when the old guys get tired, around 7:30 or 8 tomorrow and head home, it's not over.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this. One of the things when I came to Richard Mansfield and said, hey, let us help you with this. I said, let's do something where we gather together as Christians and pray. But then we recognize that part of prayer is preparation for the battle. We get on our knees. We bow before the battle. Let's actually get a part and get these churches to do something to see revival begin to happen in our city. So at 8 o'clock, we're having the first time we've ever done this for National Day of Prayer, party in the plaza, a youth event, high school, young adults. We're asking them to all come out. We're going to have guest artist Aaron Cole, an incredible hip-hop artist. Aaron Cole is going to be there. It's going to be a blast. It is a party. And our hope is that Christian youth will invite their non-Christian friends to something that's very less threatening than church. Yeah. When kids invite I'm sure you experience this, Mark,
all the time.
Your daughter's trying to invite your friends to church. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's intimidating. But when you invite your friend, hey, come downtown to a party in the plaza for a rap concert, kids are like, sure, food trucks, bounce houses, rap artists. And then we're going to preach the gospel. We're going to spring the gospel on them and hopefully see people get saved.
No, we see it all the time. And it's interesting, too. And I think that's one of the things Calvary does as well as any church that I've ever been to, which is meet people where they are.
Yeah.
Because if you're not willing to do that, and if you play and you've heard the statement a million times, our four and no more, right? If you do too much of that, you never end up reaching out. And whether it be Halloween and something ends up in your bag, or whether you invite a friend to a service over the holidays or whatever, it's been critical. Our girls have regularly done that, and we've seen changes in some of the kids' lives that don't have families that are really that engaged, and they become slowly engaged. And you'd be surprised the one thing that tips a family toward going back to church or connecting with God again. And a lot of times that can come from the kids, which is crazy, but it's great.
Oh no, it totally makes sense. I mean, as a dad, when someone takes good care of my kid, it gets my attention.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll be speaking, I'll be sharing an evangelistic message, and I'll be speaking on topics that I think every youth today is dealing with: loneliness, depression, happiness, and a void that can't be filled with sex, drugs, relationships, TikTok, iPhones, anything. So I'll be talking about that topic, and we're just praying. It's going to give us something actionable at 6 o'clock to pray that at 8 o'clock God would do a mighty work that would begin in our city and the youth to change people's lives.
All right. So if you just tuned in, we're in the studio with Nate Heitzig and Mark Ronchetti. They're going to be hosting from the stage tomorrow at Civic Plaza for the National Day of Prayer. The activity down there starts at 4:30. If you tuned in late and missed that, families come down for the bounce houses, the food trucks, and a DJ. That was new news to me.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, it's going to be a party.
Yeah. Peaceful Pete is the name of the DJ.
Is that right?
I'm not kidding.
All
Peaceful
right.
Pete. He's gonna be spinning and doing all the stuff, but it'll be fun.
Okay.
It'll be a good
time. And then at 6 o'clock, you guys, of course, welcome everyone. And Sean Kern from Passion is going to provide worship music. We'll hear from Vince Torres. Really looking forward to that. Don't miss the prayer points put up around the Civic Plaza. Invite everyone,
bring someone.
There you go, bring someone. And then at 8 o'clock, when I start falling asleep, the youth will press on with Aaron Cole, a gospel message from Nate, and the details are at lovenm.org. Before I let you guys go, a couple things. Details about your podcast, Mark, for those not familiar. And Nate, if we could kind of tease some of the Love NM stuff that's on the way.
Yeah, sure.
But Mark?
Yeah, the podcast is called No Doubt About It, and you can get it any Apple, or you can watch it on YouTube, Spotify, all that stuff. I do it with my wife, Christy, and you know, we try to mix in a variety of different things. Obviously, we talk a lot of politics because we're in the middle of that world now. But we also have faith leaders on. Nate's been on, Skip's been on, Vince has been on. So we try to mix that in and talk about the importance of what's going on and what we're talking about. We're actually about to record an episode as soon as we're done here. And that's going to be about what's happening on our college campuses. And I think we're all living through something that we never imagined that we would see.
And it's so pertinent to talk about this. You know, I've been following this. There's this juxtaposition right now with these college campuses that are having these protests and riots and violence. Meanwhile, there's so many college campuses around the country that are experiencing revival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is radical revival. Kids being baptized in trucks, in lakes, in the training rooms of the sports facilities. And that's not getting covered on the news. All the protests and riots are. And so we're seeing this juxtaposition. And that's why, again, I think moments like this are so important, because the world is not shy to be vocal and loud about what they're against and what they're for. And neither should we. So when we have opportunities to get in the public forum for the right reason, it is so important that every Christian takes that opportunity.
So I'm the old guy, not that I really remember 1968, but you talk about cyclical. 1968, all the protests happening over the Vietnam War, and revival, the Jesus People movement starting at that time, and you know, some of those riots ended up in 1968 at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Where's it this year?
In Chicago.
Oh, okay. We don't want to see that, and that's one thing I hope we don't see is because, but I fear we will. I fear that this is not something that's going to end quickly here. But I think that's what makes Day of Prayer and leading with your faith that much more important.
Yeah.
So, Nate, I teased it a little bit. LoveNM.org. It's not a once a year event. There's things throughout the year that really the listener needs to be dialed into. Yeah. And go to the website to see the videos.
Yeah, we really think Christians and churches, we're stronger and better together than we are separate. And we can tend to get so myopic in the church of this is what I'm doing, this is what we're doing, that we forget the capital C church. And so Love NM, the purpose of it is to mobilize the capital C church to get together to serve our city, love our city, and evangelize to our city. Because if we get together and we have unity, that's going to see greater change in our city than anything else. The Bible says that the world will know you are my disciples by your love for one another.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, too often we see in the church the opposite. We see Christians backbiting and fighting and attacking each other, and that doesn't do anything for the kingdom of God. When we get together and serve our city together, the city will be able to see by our service and love for it that what our belief in Jesus is actually rooted in something true. And so that's the hope for Love NM. We've got, obviously, National Day of Prayer coming up. We have Love Week coming up in June, where for 1 week we mobilize all the churches in the city to serve and donate, I think it's something like 4,000 man hours of work and labor to the city, you know, to go to schools and clean up schools, go to parks and paint parks.
That kind of culminates in a party, too.
Sure does. Freedom Celebration. We're so looking forward to that. Coming up on June 29th.
New venue.
This year, Isleta Amphitheater, formerly the Journal Pavilion. So great venue, incredible venue. And we're going to be able to, hopefully this year, have more bands and make it more like a festival-type experience. Of course, fireworks, gospel message, all that coming up.
All right, so go to lovenm.org. You'll be able to keep up with it there. Guys, I appreciate you walking us through this. looking forward to tomorrow. And again, for those that aren't going to be in Albuquerque, remember, there's stuff happening all over the state, National Day of Prayer. .org. And if you stick with us here in just a few minutes, we're going to be visiting with the vice president of the National Day of Prayer. So, Mark, thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Open door. Let us know how.
Oh, no, I'll start showing up every week. don't kid yourself. You're like, when is this guy going to stop showing up in the studio?
The new co-host of.
Yeah. Well, hey, with that, we'll go to a break. And here's more information about the National Day of Prayer right now on ABQ Connect.